What's up, guys? Welcome back to Our Takes.
Welcome back. I'm back. Nice to see you.
Wow.
Wow. Nice to see you.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about Shohei Ohtani. All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to Average Takes. We have Trevor, Roman, Braden, and myself, Bob. We're back. Baseball is happening this week. Major League Baseball had happened last week. Little spring training game in the mix, in the middle here. Baseball starts again Thursday.
Weird. But I'm hyped.
Very weird.
I'm hyped. The Padres have started the year in first place. After the first series of the season, they're in first place. Can you argue against that?
Nope.
No, they have the same record as the Dodgers, but have scored more runs. We have a better...
Minus one, right? Oh, we're plus one. And Dodgers are minus one? Yeah.
Or we have one more run than the Dodgers.
Love it.
So, yeah. First in the division, San Diego Padres. Feels great.
Feels amazing. Before the season starts.
Can you talk to in your real mic? Because that's going to trick you the whole time, and you sound so far away from your mic.
I didn't even notice.
Holy shit.
What the fuck? Why are you holding that, buddy?
Buddy's playing video games.
Buddy's playing fucking Ranger games.
This is my little prank.
Jeez.
Did you make sure they could see it on the screen?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Roman had no idea.
I got picked out too. I was like, what?
What the fuck?
I thought you just.
But he's double mic'd up.
Forgot
over there.
He had a mic right in front of him.
Yeah.
First place Padres. Awesome. Before the season even starts. The regular season. The United States season.
The United States season. I like how you're saying that.
Yeah.
But we are the intercontinental champion as of right now.
So is Xander Bogaerts.
Where's our belt?
Xander Bogaerts has hits in every country.
Every single country. Even Aruba.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya, Bermuda, Bahamas. All right. Every time I hear Aruba,
copyrighted.
That was so close to the original version. Copyright strike.
Man. What about the guy who got us the run differential, Manny Machado?
I mean, Manny Machado's bomb.
Just a tank.
Can hit bombs in any country.
He's one for like.
I think he's batting like a 193 right now. But that bomb.
Would you rather him hit two singles or that bomb?
I take the bomb.
That bomb was electric.
I'll take the bomb.
Exactly. Thank you.
Off the back wall of their dome.
He smacked that thing.
Dude.
Smacked it.
I love when Manny hits the home run. It looks like literally, you know, when Manny hits like one that he likes, he does the same thing every time.
Yeah, it's just so leans
beautiful.
On it.
Yeah,
he leans
so
on
beautiful.
It.
He's
blowing the bubble gum.
He hit a tank right there.
Never smiles either.
No
emotion. Ever.
Blows a bubble.
Fucking gets running. Bubble gum blower, buddy.
Guy is money.
Holy shit!
What a series, though.
I loved it. I mean, I love that baseball was back. I wish it continued. Like, how the fuck do you give us those two games?
Yeah, weird.
And then pause the season for a whole week.
So nobody's teasing us.
And the worst part about it is on the West Coast, they're at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, jack my whole week up.
Yeah, that wasn't cool at all.
Wasn't
cool. We were up at that early, anyways.
Yeah, I woke up an hour earlier.
Yeah, I didn't.
First game, 3 a.m., just lose, though.
But Shenny has to wake up at 4, so you just turn the TV on real quick. It didn't affect you that much.
It did.
Well, the second game, if you didn't wake up at 3 o'clock, you missed a whole lot of fun. Padres absolutely clobbered Yamamoto.
Yeah, if you woke up at 5 a.m., you're like, holy shit,
I missed. I still got the Padre game.
I watched the highlights at 4 p.m.
I was about to say.
In the afternoon after work.
Yeah, feels bad.
Didn't catch a lick of the
games. If you're a fan, you watch the first game, you're like, all right, this game's going a little slow. All right, maybe I won't tune in so early next time. Turn on at 5 a.m. next game. What the fuck did I miss?
Yeah, you missed a whole lot. 15
to like 11.
Yeah, missed a whole lot. It was a great game.
Do you think those are special balls?
I won't go for the first game.
Do you think those are special balls?
No.
Yes. You think MLB was a little frustrated by that first game? Like, all right,
yeah,
let's throw all, in
this
the
is
juice
low
balls.
Scoring.
No.
I think it was always juice balls. I think the whole series was juice balls.
You think the whole season's gonna be juice balls? You think juice balls are back?
No, juice balls only come in certain
offense,
times.
Live ball era or dead ball era? What are we in?
Live
it's ball. It's gotta be the live.
Live ball.
Live ball.
All right, we'll see. We'll see how many homers this year. We'll see.
Offense produces
we're gonna break the record. The Twins record. Is it the Twins? 2016 Twins?
Yes.
We're going to break that.
Like I don't know. The Yankees 300? Might beat it. The Yankees might have beat it. More.
Podgers will not do that.
I'll
bet you. I'll bet you right now.
That would be so crazy. Everyone just steroided up.
I put my house on that bet.
Was right Manny now. The only Padre hit a home run in Seoul?
No, Jake did.
Just Manny.
I thought Jackson Merrill had one. Merrill.
Yeah. Merrill's a foot away.
One more push up.
One more.
Yeah, AAA teammates giving him shit. Talking about
Mookie Betts got a car.
He got a car?
Yeah, they were saying that.
He did a bomb.
He hit the first bomb of the year.
Bomb and they gave him a car or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Don't care.
Manny's better.
On Ohtani.
That's what they said in the highlights. They were all, oh, he gets the car.
Padres scored the first run of the entire season. They're going to score the last.
Yep. What a take.
I'm definitely on your 90-plus win season now. I'm on the train.
I'm feeling it.
Tell us.
Until it's not.
I got that was a great take.
Until it's
a great
not. Take.
I got a question for you guys. Do you guys feel the same about the Padres before the series happened?
No. I have a little bit better of a feeling. After
that series. Is the light brighter after that series?
Yes. The light is brighter. I mean, because so much things happened. I mean, Cease was acquired the Monday before.
Right.
Two Padre games. Like, I finally let it all sit in. I'm excited for this.
How did you like you and Joe's performance?
Still early.
You looked okay.
You looked okay?
I mean, he was...
didn't watch Joe pitch, but I saw 2.2 innings. Doesn't cut it.
I mean, he basically did what you did, was just around the strike zone. He's just looking for whiffs.
Yeah, but you...
How many Ks for... Do you guys know?
Had like 5
This Ks is your job. Look at the stats.
Hit 5K at 4 walks. And like...
Who? Joe?
3.2 innings, I think it was.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
Joe gave up 5 runs, it said, but he gave up 3 and then walked a guy or gave up a base hit. And then the following reliever gave up a whole lot of runs.
Yeah.
So our reliever didn't do good? Relievers?
No, Stephen Kolek. Yeah.
You're out of here.
Start your MLB career too.
Yeah,
especially as a relief pitcher.
And he's a Rule 5.
Yeah,
he's a Rule 5er.
What's that mean?
You're out of here.
He has to stay on the team the rest of the year.
And if he doesn't, we have to return him to his team we stole him from.
Oh wow.
Yeah, MLB's crazy, the ins and outs of it. So if you have a guy, shocking me right now. If you have a guy who has not been put on your 40-man roster and has like 4 years in the minors or something, he's eligible to be drafted by another team. But if that other team drafts him in the Rule 5 draft, they have to put him on their major league roster the entire season.
And if not, he has to go back to that
team? You return him to his team.
Yeah, but once he's on your team the whole season, the 40-man – you could just send him. He's yours now.
He's years after.
You can do whatever you want with him.
Mm. Yeah, but this
Padres
was
like four of those on the team.
Padres used to have a lot of them back in the day. Yeah. It was like, who is gonna be a Padre? Like rule, we had weird, like the most bro. one year. We had like 6 guys. Rule 5.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's so weird to me.
Normally it's like one.
Maybe some people don't even use their Rule 5 draft. Like they don't
won't even touch
it. Yeah, there's no one who fucking even twinkles my eye on this list. But it's kind of weird because you could get a kind of a good prospect in that way. Like people who kind of just though? Like miss the.
Has it ever happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rule 5.
It's not like
or like, if I'm like a beast Rule 5er. I couldn't tell you the best Rule 5.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the best Rule 5, but. There's some guys who like contribute, like they're actually way better than what they
show.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm GM, I'm not looking for Rule 5 draft. That's for sure.
No.
But if your owner doesn't want to pay you any money, they're cheap.
That's the only okay. Makes sense.
That's why the Padres had a lot of those years ago. Mm. When they weren't spending.
Mark Canha.
You're telling me he's the best ever?
No, he is up there. Anthony Santander.
Yeah,
Santander.
That, is that not his name? Santander.
Santander.
Yeah, it's weird.
Santander.
Santander.
Santander. Oh, maybe these guys. Yeah, Garrett Whitlock. This is just like in the league right now, like better guys.
Garrett Whitlock throws hard.
Tommy Kaline. Santander,
his bombs.
Actually, that's cap. I'm thinking of Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
Crochet.
Akil Baddoo, Jimin Choi.
Oh, G-Man Choi. Put him back. Send him back to wherever he fucking is.
He might be coming back. They just put him on waivers, right? Or they released him.
Hector Rondon. Josh Hamilton was, I'm looking at the best all times. Josh Hamilton was 2. Best was Johan Santana.
Oh yeah.
Wow. That's a great one right there.
Josh Hamilton.
Marlon swiped him in the 1999 Rule 5 draft. Florida immediately turned around and sent Santana to the Twins, receiving another pitcher.
That one is good.
Yeah, Josh Hamilton, Dan Uggla, Joaquin Soria. Sorry, I'm just reading.
That's crazy.
That is.
I mean, not the biggest names, but some pretty good names in that list.
Yeah. Oh, there's no superstars.
No.
Maybe about
good
one
contributors,
year.
Though, like you
I think,
said.
I think one solid of young, players. Santana.
Johan Santana is very good. Josh Hamilton was very good in his prime. Like he was one of my favorite players in that decade of time. Even though I'm a Padre fan, it was so much fun to see him hit 4 homers in a game. Like, obviously, the home run derby everyone talks about, but even just playing the outfield, he was a ginormous man. Running out down balls. I remember actively watching MLB Network when they talked about Josh Hamilton killing a person.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard this story?
No.
God, it was probably like 2012. Josh Hamilton's in the outfield, and there's a fan hanging on the edge of the stadium. And it was like, Josh, throw me a ball. Hamilton throws him a ball, and he shorts it, and the fan falls off of the ledge. In between, like, the stadium has, like, the fan area and the stadium, and he fell in between the, like,
oh, and shit. Died.
Yeah,
and died.
Yeah, that's what they said. Josh Hamilton killed somebody.
Oh, no, dude. That's fucking wild. That is wild.
If I'm his manager, I'm like, dude, what the fuck? What a bad throw.
I'm pretty sure there was an overlap of time where it was him, Pujols, and Trout on the Angels.
Yeah.
One time.
Bro, that's got to be on 1,000 Ways to Die. That's insane. You fall in between and die?
That is a
what was down there?
Rare way to die.
I mean, it was a fall drop. A
pit of lava? Oh,
this was a fall drop between 2. I mean, it's all concrete. Stadiums are all concrete.
Straight down.
Yeah.
What do you think he did? Fall and hit a fucking...
Like a piece of rebar went through him or something? I don't know. Like, yeah.
I thought you were saying he was like, hit a trampoline, survived.
Maybe there's a fucking net, or like you gotta be able to grab onto something.
That was an old Ranger Stadium, but still.
Was it Ranger Stadium? I thought it was like Royals or something. Like I didn't think he was at home.
Oh really?
I don't remember though, because Ranger Stadium's
they had a big wall though, the scoreboard wall. It wasn't like huge, but it was bigger than a normal like.
He probably fell face first.
8 foot.
No, he didn't fall onto the field. Is the thing he fell in between the field and the stands. You think that like that? No, I don't think it was there.
No, like there was a gap. I think there was a row of chairs.
Let's see how good my brain is. I gotta figure this out.
We gotta look it up now.
It was at the Ranger Stadium.
It was.
Yeah, it was at Ranger Stadium.
Damn! What the heck?
What?
Yeah,
my brain ain't that good.
I was locked in. Oh God. Oh God.
That's the
incoming.
That's a source of average take trying to get his job back right now.
Oh, yeah, that was that's the source back. Of average takes being like, guys, please, I didn't mean
please,
it.
Please, I'm begging.
Yeah, don't I mean go find our Twitter, but don't go find our Twitter right now.
What a bad
they can hear that too.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Roman's just speaking with the
source guy is really
no name on the source.
That was Roman's fucking translator.
Speaking of translators. Holy shit. Does MLB have a story? When MLB is at its best, it's just ball. But every now and then, MLB gets these stories that drop like wildfires. And this is crazy. I mean, Astros cheating. I mean, A-Rod. You know, like you have these like scandals that get dropped into baseball.
I saw something that was pretty good on Twitter. It was like scandals drop like fairly common in sports, but when it's like the biggest player for the sport, it draws you more. Even like if I was a casual fan, I'd be following this probably like a little bit, but now it's Shohei Ohtani, the biggest player in baseball, the $700 million man. I'm following it every step of the way. I'm getting notifications.
My mom texted me about it this morning.
Same here. My whole family's on the case too. Everyone knows about this story. It's the most crazy story in MLB right now.
It is crazy, but it
doesn't I'm dumbfounded about it. It doesn't
blow my mind, to be honest.
It's a little fishy. That's my – I don't know if it blows my mind, but it's a little fishy.
I'm dumbfounded by it because there's $4.5 million missing from somebody's bank account.
I just don't think –
and Buddy didn't realize.
I don't think Buddy even had an idea.
He's like, what's in his bank account?
Yeah.
He signed that contract with the Dodgers being like, fuck it, I don't even look at my bank account.
Yeah, why would you?
Why do I need to get paid multiple millions now?
I'm sure the Dodgers just gave him a fucking card too.
Yeah, you need something, just swipe.
You think the Dodgers are mad that he doesn't care about money? He's like, dude, why do we pay this guy so much? He doesn't look at his bank account.
I'm pretty surprised. I mean, if you guys don't know what happened over the weekend, came out after the close of Wednesday night. Or I guess
it was right after the
first Korea game.
He said,
but when did we find out about it? Wednesday night Wednesday afternoon,
a few hours after the game. I thought,
It was like early in our time, early.
Yeah, early.
I mean, I'm at work, so my
I don't know how early it was. It was definitely middle of the day,
it came out. Well,
I read the article ESPN wrote about it.
Well, if you don't know, Shohei Ohtani, the face of MLB right now and has been for multiple seasons, maybe multiple time MVP, Shohei fucking Ohtani, his longtime interpreter now, former interpreter now, actually, I should say, how do you say his last name? Could you guess?
No.
Scam artist.
Yeah.
Matsuyama.
Matsuyama.
Sure.
Matsuyama. Ippy. Let's go by Ippy. Had been Ippy. Ippy.
Either way.
Crazy.
I mean, I don't speak multiple languages. I cannot pronounce names. Yeah. I mean, I am the Dave Portnoy of this podcast with names.
Sure.
I feel like I fumble a name every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, say it one more time.
I think it's Ippy.
Matsuyama. Ippy. Okay, so, well, nonetheless, Ippy stole $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani and used it on offshore gambling. Holy shit. I mean, that's basically where we're at in this day and age. When it first came out, the story has changed like four times. Yeah. This is exactly what MLB wanted to do.
Maybe.
Put a story in everyone else's mind of something different. It's the end of the day. Shohei came out today and just said he never bet on baseball. He never bet. He never contacted anyone to bet. He didn't find out about this until Wednesday after the game when Ippy addressed the team and talked about it. But I guess ESPN had found out about this a long time ago.
Yeah.
ESPN, for some sort of reason, knew before Shohei was a Dodger that he had been getting money stolen from him. And Wednesday or Tuesday before the game, they did a sit-down tell-all interview with Ippy. And Ippy came out and said that he had been doing all of this. But he first came out and said Shohei knew and lent him the money.
Yeah.
The $4.5 million. And then all statements have been retracted since then. Shohei comes out today and says, Ippy's been lying. He stole this money from me. And I do think that there's a little bit of a turncoat situation here, because why would you do a one-on-one sit-down tell-all story and blatantly, welcome back, sir, and blatantly speak your truth to what you at that point know, and it be so far from it?
I know.
Because at first you said, Shohei knew, he lent me the money, sent me the money, had to be addressed to me, I put it into the, and then day later, Shohei did not know, to I have been taking the money. Like
he's in on it. He has to be.
The story is so weird. So that we will get to that part because we're just basically explaining it. I got stuck on Ipe's name for about 10 minutes.
Sorry for the interruption.
Yeah. Well, I had to worry about the daughter. Yeah, you didn't miss much. It's just a normal day on the podcast for me. Yeah, Roman, you are onto something here, as well as a lot of the world right now. There can be a way that he has been betting. Like, there are ways that Shohei has been in on this.
I think it was both of them combined, and Ipe is a real guy because Shohei says, hey, we're getting caught. We shouldn't have been doing this. You're taking the rap for me.
If we get caught, you're my fall guy.
You might go to jail for a little bit or whatever, or you might get suspended. But
this the mob in plain sight.
In the back end, you'll be rich because I'm making $950 million. So.
What's your take, Shinny?
I stand with Shohei.
Shohei?
I think he's telling the truth.
Fuck Ipe you.
Is a piece of shit liar.
Shut up. Truth. Why would he be doing that?
How does one not see $4.5 million missing?
How would he be gambling that much money and Shohei not know about it?
Because it's offshore betting. It's so easy to do that. It's not so easy to bet $4.5 million. It's so easy to bet money and then you fucking can offshore money with like crypto and shit.
Okay. So easy to do that. So, yeah. Two, my first question was, how do you not see $4.5 million gone from your bank account? My second question is, who in the fuck lets an interpreter get a $4.5 million dude, like, fucking...
Access,
yeah.
Yeah, that's, like...
That is a great question.
That is the question. I mean, how the fuck does that happen? You are an interpreter for a major league team. Yes, you could sell them, like... Hey, over a course of two seasons, I make $1 million. Where's my limit at?
This is what I'm thinking. The bookie knew who he was, clearly. As a business bookie, you're going to let that limit be as much as you want, knowing he's probably good for it somehow.
Somehow or some way.
Knowing he could scam him.
Right? The bookie
saw a Tony's contract. He's like, oh my.
That's bad.
See $4.5 million missing? He probably, like I said earlier, has just a card that he just doesn't need to look at. I have a feeling when you make so much money, or you know you're making so much money, somebody isn't necessarily financially like in your stuff.
But when you do make a lot of money, you have
you
people
probably
who
have
do
people,
that.
Yes,
who pays him?
He probably doesn't have people. It's probably him.
It's probably Ipe.
Yes,
Ipe's his money guy.
No, probably
what? Does Dodgers pay him, or does Shohei pay him?
Ipe is a Dodger employee. He was a previous Angels employee.
How much does he make?
It's from 305.
Yeah,
that was from the Angels. We don't know how much the Dodgers paid him because he was only employed for 2 months.
Yeah, you don't really know. He's a translator. It could be anything. Right. But the worst part about all of this is that we're now seeing Shohei come out and just outright fully blame Ipe. And Ipe is going to go to jail for this for a long time.
To answer your second part really quick, I think they were so bros that like a couple...
I'm telling you, Ipe's taking the raft, buddy.
A couple years ago, though, he wanted to Uber Eat something, gave him his fucking card. They put this on there.
But he didn't delete the card.
No, but that's seriously, when you handle money like that, you have there's a lot of paperwork and shit that has to go into stuff like that. You can't just Venmo someone $500,000. You can't.
Was never Venmo.
Why is the translator dealing with the money?
It's crypto, and you can't do that.
Do we know that it was crypto? It
has to be. It's untraceable.
It was traced.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how they got caught. But
I really have no idea.
You can buy $500,000 of crypto. Send that $500 crypto to someone else.
Yeah, and there's no traceability to it. Yes. I get that.
So how do they know it was gambling and it wasn't just Shohei paying them off? Being appreciated, you know? Like, here's
Shohei. Oh, yeah, let me just send you $4.5 million.
So the problem with one of the stories was...
$950 of it.
So the problem is with that is that, one, to the MLB, Shohei Ohtani is... okay with gambling on sports in California where it's illegal. Shohei covered for his best friend, paid his money. Two, you're not allowed to give someone that much money. $4.5 million has to be ran through the government and said, hey, this is a gift. Okay, the government taxes gifts that size.
Fuck the government. This is fucking
I truly think
that is one of the another reason why one of those storylines doesn't match up to what they needed to say.
Yeah.
It's because it cannot be a gift of $4.5 million or he needs to. Why does the
government care? What
has,
the fuck?
That has to be taxed.
I'm assuming they're smarter. The dude is smarter than that because apparently he has been investigated the last 5 years by the FBI, the bookie.
Oh, the bookie has been.
Yes. The bookie's been on the FBI's radar for years. Oh, shit. They already heard and knew about him. They knew what was going on. They didn't really have necessarily hard set, I guess, information to like charge him, but he was on a watch list is what I read.
Well, they've done known about this guy.
They've been known about this guy.
Well, have you seen the Twitter reports of...
This better not be from our source.
The bets lined up. So there has been so many Twitter...
Allegations?
No, just people who are Mr. Know-it-alls on Twitter. You have people... who are going to dig deep and dive into things. So, yes, this could be fake, what I'm about to pull up. But
yeah, can we all say if it's fake or real? Can we all give out our... like?
You could definitely...
Well, this is what I would do if this story came out. I would just go back to his worst games and say, oh, the bookie has accepted a $5 million bet.
That's what I'm about to talk about.
They were saying about the Padre game, the July 4th one, where he gave up those two bombs. They're saying that he throw that game. It was he giving the Padres kind of some balls that they can...
He just sucks. The Padres fucking are going to own him.
I don't know, yeah. I don't think...
There's a lot more to these than you guys are thinking.
Let's hear it.
A thread. July 22nd, 2022. A bet of $1 million was placed on the Atlanta Braves to score over 6.5 runs against the Angels, parlayed with the Braves -3.5. The bet was placed with a bookie in Matsuyama Shohei's hometown, the pitcher for the Angels. Two, that day, Shohei Ohtani, the stats for Shohei are to be as followed. 6.1 innings, 6 hits, 6 earned runs, and a walk. At the plate, you ask? I mean, Shohei had to do something. He's the greatest fucking batter of all time. 0-3 with 2 strikeouts.
Crazy. That's so heard of. That's an insane stat line for someone who plays baseball 162 games.
That is just one of the many. A $1 million bet in Shohei's hometown.
That feels like it. I'm going to say that feels like a reach. Feels like a little bit of a reach.
Shohei's hometown.
If it's the only way that's accessible is if it's through a casino or something, because offshore betting.
I'm sure there's plenty of casinos in fucking... Where he's from.
Hometown?
In his hometown.
He happens to live in a casino in his hometown with a sports book.
Absolutely.
Where does he live?
Where does he live? In Korea, right?
Japan?
There has to be.
I don't know. Ohtani had to know about the betting. I think Ohtani and him were probably throwing down bets, right? Like, I don't believe Ohtani was like, oh, I've never betted on any sports. That's a lie, bro. Like, he's had to bet on games, but I think this guy, like, Epi, probably just took it a little too far and maybe didn't tell Ohtani because he's like, I don't know if he wants to go this deep into it.
I think there's a lot more betting in sports than we realize.
A lot of, I think, there's so many athletes that bet on sports. So many, like, come on,
there's so many athletes that know their sports.
NBA is investigating a guy right now.
I mean, Dante Porter.
There's so many. I think there's so many under the covers. So
well, yeah,
but you can, like, as an athlete, you can bet on sports, just not your own technically.
Like, you can give out bets.
Football players yes. Play
like LeBron did. If I knew the day ins and day outs of what we were going to do every day as a team, I'd be like, yo, bet on me tonight or bet on
if
tonight.
I saw my teammate hitting like 5 3 in a row,
my friends bet on me tonight. Like,
you could do that. I
guarantee all the NBA players do that every night.
That's what I'm saying. That's literally what I'm saying. There's so many. There's so much betting in sports that we don't even like.
Yeah, but
if I wake up on Jalen Ramsey, I'm covering a sorry ass receiver. I'm book me for an interception.
Offshore betting, you can't track those. You just can't. If you can, I have never placed a bet on any baseball game or football game in my life. I don't want people looking up what I place bets on.
No.
If by offshore legal gambling is out there in the data, I don't want people to tell me.
I don't know.
Well, I've never done that, but if I did,
FBI's on your ass already, buddy. Sorry,
sorry.
Might be.
P-Row's gotta be fuming right now. It's just gotta be fuming.
P-Row's never lived in Cincinnati. They just legaled it.
Guys, gotta be fuming.
Legalized it. It's like weed now. Legalize it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. What if he was smoking weed? This would be, what kind of story would this have been?
Shohei Ohtani, bad for baseball.
Not smoking, the face anymore.
Smoking weed, that's illegally federal.
He would have got the treatment.
I don't know, man. This story just has so many complicated things because of the four stories they put out.
He's not good. I believe him.
You believe him?
I'm choosing to believe him.
Yeah, everyone's going to say, you believe Epi's the bad guy, you think?
I believe they're both in on it.
Both Epi's in on
it? Taking the wrath.
I think Epi's the fall guy.
Epi's the fall guy. He's all, go to jail for a couple years. Yeah. When you come out, you'll have $4.5 million again.
How much fun is it to bet with your buddies?
Great. That's exactly what I'm saying.
It's one of the best things.
Best feeling in the world when you all win.
With the amount of money they can bet with, too. That's a great time. Win bets
with your buds.
I would never.
We watch Barstool do it all the time.
I just watched 3 days in a row of live streams of them betting on basketball.
And winning and losing and winning. Laughing at the losers and fucking celebrating the wins.
Dude, depends if they're that
it's a great time.
If they're that close, they live with each other.
But they have to be with each other all day long.
They said he's with them 365 days a year.
There's just no way. No way you didn't know that.
During COVID, employees were not allowed to talk to major leaguers. Ipe quit so he could talk to Shohei.
Bro,
it's a little literally. Sus. It's a little sus, but
and nobody knows what they're talking about around them. They can literally talk about gambling around the fucking
right next to him.
It wasn't actually. I read it started in 2021.
They can literally talk about gambling in the clubhouse. Nobody's gonna know what the fuck they're talking about.
Easy, the line on us today.
Yeah,
fuckers think we're gonna lose.
I bet 7 fucking strikeouts. I'm at 6.
Let's not get a Japanese accent.
We're making a lot of money.
I bet 7 cheap that I was gonna fucking win this game.
No way. Oh
boy. He pays down so many sheep.
Many sheep.
Bro. That would be. You're right. Maybe you guys are right. Maybe Shohei's definitely an audience.
Yeah,
only talking about
it's Japanese. $4.5 million fucking dollars.
Ipe
it's not a $20 bill,
that.
Trevor. You can't be like, hey man, I misplaced this $20 bill.
Right.
Like I'm saying,
$4.5 million. How do you not see that's gone from your bank account?
He has access to it.
It's like your best.
Okay. How does Shohei not know to be like, yeah, hey, my half yeah of my a quarter of my salary is fucking missing from
right
last year?
Right.
My savings is way off.
How do you not realize your best friend does that either? That's your boy.
I worked at Versace and got declined, buddy. What happened?
Hey, how pissy is
buddy was just taking like minimal, like, all right, that will be a fucking Starbucks payment, just $600.
How pissy is Shohei's fiance?
Starbucks for the whole team. Mavericks plus
6. Shohei's got
he's like, Shohei told me to go get him an outfit, so I spent $12 million on outfits.
He's fine.
Shohei wanted a gold chain. I got him
when
6.
He makes it for 10 more years.
6.
He's fine.
6 are mad. Shohei, why are you wearing so many chains today? I don't know about. Bro, his family's got to be pissed. You imagine if Shohei gives him like an allowance and they hear about this story. Bro, you get your best friend how much? Buddy, my allowance is less than that.
I bet you it's a wake up call and he's going to get a financial advisor for sure.
Oh, if he doesn't have
Dodgers
one,
probably already recommended the whole freaking thing. They already sat him down and like, here's what we want you to do.
The Dodgers talking to him before signing his contract, they're like, you don't have a financial advisor? Well, why not do this mega plan? This will save you $2 million yeah for 10 years and then $60 million a year for 10 years.
Yeah.
His genius.
Got his ass.
Yeah, and then he's gonna actually get an account and be like, why the fuck did he do that? But we're negative assets right now.
He's gonna be 60 retired. What the fuck?
You gotta fly to see your wife play basketball.
2 years of Dodger salary. 2.5 years of Dodger salary.
Yeah. Shohei is working for free for the next 2 years because he pays them ass.
Basically.
That's what's even funnier about this story is that's 2 years salary. That's crazy to me.
Unless the bookie has that money somehow. In cash, because
Boogie's all,
yeah,
spend it.
See ya.
You see my fucking yacht? I just landed a helicopter on my yacht.
I actually own the Dodgers.
in that story, it said he was telling people, like other players, Shohei Ohtani's on my book. Like he was saying that. He was an interpreter, but
he's the face for that bookie and the face of the MLB.
Marketing's not saying
that's so. That's exactly what I think happened. Ippy fucking ran up the bill and he's all, hey,
fall guy,
hey, FBI agent, I'm the man you need to talk to.
I'm assuming all of us are guys here listening, but I could be wrong. Back when you're like 10 years old. When you guys dream of this situation, be like, hey, when we become millionaires and I need a fall guy, I'll pay you a boatload to be my fall guy.
Absolutely.
Like, you're just dreaming in the night sky.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
You never talk to your boys about that?
Absolutely.
No. Oh, me and my friends would have deep conversations
back
about
in middle school. Back in middle school?
Yes.
My ride or die middle school
friends?
Were
you the your ride or die middle school friends?
If I had a bank heist and I'd ask you to hit the money, would you hide it?
Yes.
Absolutely, wow. Buddy.
Yeah, holy, you guys going to talk about stuff like that? Like needing a fall guy? Your best friend in the world at 12 years old was my fall guy. Like, my best friend was my fall guy, for sure. Great.
Now, if you guys do a heist, this clip's
going to be... I might be a fall guy for one of you guys.
Yeah, I mean, into that devious shit as a 12-year-old.
Oh, I mean, if I told a lie, my buddy would be right there to back it up. Like, he was there.
It's a real one right there.
He never fucked.
I was too worried about...
He never.
How are the Padres going to win the World Series and it'll be the show 12?
When I was 10, I don't know if I was thinking about that either. I ain't gonna lie.
No, me and we would have the craziest conversations. You watch a movie and be like, dude, what if that was us? Just watch Batman and the Joker rob the whole bitch. Be like, yeah. I wouldn't turn on you like that, man. I wouldn't shoot you dead right there. And then you turn to your other buddy and be like, he's gone first. You know, like, shit like that. Like,
yeah.
No. Just talk shit to your friends. Be like, yeah, don't worry, bro. You're safe. Like, don't worry. Like, easiest
so
one
you think,
out.
So you think him and Epi were doing that? Hey, buddy, if we get caught, you're going down. I'm not going down.
I mean, I'm the star fucking MLB making billions. What are you? I could get another one of you like that.
Exactly.
Even if it was Ify's idea, he was like,
hey, give me this money.
Did you see the photo that came out of the new translator? Buddy, they were already cooking up parlays while at the press conference. Mm-hmm. They're already looking at the sheet.
The funniest part, I don't think it's that funny, but when he did the team meeting after the game in front of the Dodgers and staff and stuff, he spoke in English. Ipe did. And Shohei's like, I could understand a little bit of it, but I was confused still on what happened.
He's all like, guys, don't say anything, okay? I'm going to break the news later.
I don't want to do the accent. No one tell Shohei.
Nobody raised their eyebrows. No freak out.
Everyone's just smiling at Shohei with a thumbs up. Yeah, everything's good. He's a good game.
I need everybody to play cool.
Shohei's his foot. Shohei in the back.
He's like, what the fuck? Are you going to come tell me what you just said?
Don't say no numbers.
You say everybody. Nothing.
Are you going to tell me?
Everything's good. Good.
Oh, we're good?
The other translator tomorrow. In the back practice is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the other translator for Yamamoto is like, I tell him? I have to tell him.
You cut me in? I ain't telling him.
Maybe that's Yamamoto's translator.
I mean, they used to have him for Kenta, and I think he stayed a part of the team. Kenta Maeda.
Yeah, because their GM ain't smart enough to learn his own language so he can speak to players.
Yeah. Gonna be AJ.
I'm like AJ.
He
knows four languages.
Ni hao.
I did know that.
I did not know that. Yeah. Let AJ cook.
English, Spanish, Japanese. Canadian.
I don't think so.
Canadian?
UK. AJ was tampering over the weekend a little bit.
Yeah, did you guys see that?
Was he? His name drops out of nowhere.
Roki Sasaki.
Yeah.
He says, buddy, looked right at the camera and said, Dodgers?
Future players like Roki.
And he spoke to Jay with Peter.
That story got flipped around because his first half of the story sounded like a Jay. Until he was like, yeah, we walked around, and then, like...
It was definitely a J.
They posted a picture of him with, like, not a J, but fucking...
Sage?
Yeah, like Sage.
Either way, what a move. He looked right at the camera and said, Dodger, that guy's ours. Back off.
He's going to use that when he's talking to Roki and be like, see, I talked about you 1 year ago.
Yeah, you know, the Dodgers.
1 year later, you're starting pitcher opening day.
That's how the Dodgers.
He's young, isn't he? Isn't he
19? Roki?
Yeah.
I think he's a little older.
We need to move over sleeve.
I think he's gonna be like 22.
Roki's the next guy wearing Padres shorts.
Need.
In the picture.
Yeah. Oh, he was wearing the full Padre fit.
Yeah. You Darvish mastermind. We need the upper hand. Dodgers did the Kobe thing for Ohtani, and we have AJ Cook.
So my final verdict of what we know so far. Shohei's innocent, but he has to be suspended.
The whole season.
How long?
No, it's going to be 10-game suspension. 15 games.
And we have suspended for one game. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so probably.
Suspended him from playing the Padres.
They're going to suspend him like 3 games max. Like it won't be nothing crazy if they even do.
Is that your ideal like suspension for him? If you were the guy suspending him, what are you guys giving him?
If I'm the MLB commissioner.
Not non-biased, non-pocket biased. What are you actually giving him?
Shohei pitch?
Shohei's not pitching this year. No. He just started throwing, actually. I saw that today. First day throwing program.
Yeah, but Tommy John's like Achilles of the NFL now. He'll be back in 3 months.
He'll be a closer during the fucking playoffs, and my nightmare is true.
Jesus.
He's a closer during playoffs. Nightmare come true.
Let's hope not.
Hopefully, he doesn't play the Padres on July 4th.
I definitely think that was a great game. That was a fan fucking tastic game.
Man, fucking tastic.
It was so awesome. Tickets were expensive.
Are we sure he didn't throw it?
I think he threw that game. $1.2 million bet on that game.
He was scared that game.
It's a little sus too. He threw it to the two guys kind of struggling, Xander and Jake, that year. He said, here's two meatballs. Yeah,
here's back to back bombs. First time ever showed it.
The two worst guys that year, you're throwing them to them.
And then he struck out against Tommy.
I don't know. I mean, Pete Rose came out and said if he had an interpreter, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
That's fire. What a clip.
He didn't bet on when he was playing. So that's
did bet on when he was a manager, though. I'm on Pete. And that is in baseball.
The guy who got the video up here was such an instigator. You know, he came up to Pete Rose's
side. Exactly what he said. If I had a manager, I would be a Hall of Famer. Interpreter? That means that the interpreter would take the rap for all my gambling, and I'd be a Hall of Famer.
Should blame someone else.
I'm on Pete Rose's side.
He definitely could have done that in the 80s too.
He could have, yeah.
But he didn't have nobody to take the rap for him.
Fuck did they catch him in the 80s? Probably, and we're not going to catch Shohei.
Huh?
Probably those douche by his friends.
And all of them sold him out.
Probably.
Well, we need eBay to sell out.
We need eBay.
To way easier to track.
Hold back. On.
Way easier to track back then.
Yeah.
But is this like word of mouth?
It was like you had to call them, dude. You couldn't go on a website and
you're dialing the number,
type it in. You're calling them. Hey.
I want the tickets back. I need to see the tickets.
There's a bookie. This bookmaker bookie shit has been going on for years.
I need to see the tickets
for a while.
Yeah, other MLB players in are sweating. They're like, oh, shit.
The FBI is going through that bookmaker now. And
maybe one of his ex-teammates.
Maybe. Mike Trout's a little pissy left. He's like, you know what? Fuck this guy. He's like, those two right there. I saw those two play some bets.
Mike Trout's all Angels to not make playoffs. Angels to not make playoffs. Yeah.
He's all helping. Yeah. He's like, dude, guys, look, we're not making playoffs. You're good. That's an automatic lock.
Oh, yeah. I can see. I don't know.
I can see a world where all of these are true. I can see a world where all of this is true. I mean, the NFL has had a fucking shitload of players be suspended recently. MLB's bound to have some.
NFL, I mean,
MLB's bound.
Stupid.
I mean, NFL is, they are stupid because there's only one game a week. So those guys are bored out of their mind and be like, I'm going to bet early. And then if it hits, it hits.
No, the betting inside the facility is even more crazy. You can trace that. And using like FanDuel.
Yeah, those guys are idiots.
Not Calvin Ridley won. LOL.
LOL. Idiot.
They sit him down like
Falcons will win.
They sit him down. Son, your name. It's just right here. What kind of name is that?
I'm down 3,500. You're suspended for a year now.
Yeah, you're down millions now. Whole year.
Yeah.
Well, man. Fucking Shohei Ohtani, man.
Guilty.
He's got to get suspended.
I don't think they're going to suspend him. He came out and said exactly what his lawyers told him to say because he had to.
Yeah.
Because Ipe came out and fucked this whole storyline up 3 times.
I'm hoping that Ipe was his little magic, like, comfortability because
I think this is going to fuck him up this year. It's going to be in the back of his brain.
Yep, and I may or may not have put a bet in for Shohei under 40 home runs this year about 2 weeks ago.
Whoa.
I may or may not have. Not saying I ever put any bets in anyway.
You just may or may not.
It could mess him up.
I don't know. I could see
or it can motivate him. He decides, fuck, I'm going to go off this year. He's like, I'm just going to silence the noise.
I see a world where it's all true. He's guilty. Shohei put on bets.
And the Dodgers said, you know what? We really lost $2 million that year.
Guess what, buddy?
Imagine that storyline. Imagine that storyline. The greatest player or the best. Like,
and we all thought Ipe was a part of his contract that if he got fired, there's an opt out.
There's not.
And I think that's wrong.
It's way wrong. It's Andrew Friedman and the owner.
Yeah. Those are the only two. Yeah. But everybody on MLB, as soon as it was announced, was like, is this a part of his opt out?
No, that was literally public information.
Yeah. So I just want to set the record straight.
Yeah. And that's crazy because that means both of those guys are going to be there in the Dodgers for 10 years.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, at least seven.
At least.
And they're like, fuck, Joe hasn't done nothing for us. We got to get out of here.
I don't know what the GM's contract is, but can't be more than 10, right?
No. GM's like, I just wrote my own extension into his contract, bitches. You want to get rid of me?
Yeah. Fire me?
Guess what, buddy? Check his contract. Look in the fine print.
Say bye, Shohei.
Imagine he wrote that in everyone's contract. They just didn't know it's in Freddy's. It's in Mookie's. Like,
oh, shit.
At any point of the season, if you relieve general manager from his duties, they can opt out.
That is genius.
That's honestly, what a way to fucking set yourself up.
Yeah.
Or set the franchise up to fail.
You just sign the best players, and you're like, they leave, I leave.
I'm going with them, buddy.
Hands up.
Well,
make a decision.
Nothing wrong being average.
Yeah.
Anything else really to talk about on Shohei? I mean, I think we touched it all. I talked about some of the games lining up.
I'm just glad that the Padres never really had like a superstar getting a scandal.
Oh, my God. It feels so good to just start the season.
Yeah.
Couldn't be any of our guys.
First place, the fucking two games of the year.
Hype.
Let's roll. Giants, Thursday.
Sleepy Bob.
You, Darvish versus
Logan Webb.
We got to come out hot.
We're going to win three of those games. That's my take. Three of those games are ours.
Darvish, Musgrove,
four games.
Sees King.
It's personal.
Waldron. It's personal. We got to take it personal.
That's, see Blake, too.
That's a five.
You think
that's personal.
You think seven walks.
What day is Blake pitching?
Is Blake pitching?
You know yet?
No, Blake's not pitching.
I don't know. I haven't heard.
Is Blake going to be in the dugout with the Giants?
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Will Donnie Mudd get an interview?
Yes.
Over the weekend?
On the Giants. He will interview.
Fuck, Will's on.
I hope not. I fucking hope not.
Will Don and Mudd. That's what
he said. Yeah, Will Don and Mudd do an interview with them. He already did an interview with the Giants broadcaster.
I fucking hope
not. Will Myers on the fucking Giants? What?
He's an announcer.
Will Myers, man, no way.
Crazy broadcast crew this year.
Why?
You don't have Mark Sweeney's gone.
Yep.
The other Pomerantz, I think, is gone.
They've only announced their opening day, so we don't know if we're Steve Blake or not.
I mean, you don't sign $33 million a year to have him.
You signed him without making a fucking strength training start.
He did do a sim start.
I'm shocked. Nice. Jordan Montgomery is still
sim game?
Not signed either.
He did a little Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer?
What's Trevor Bauer doing, dude?
He's trying to get signed to anybody.
Padre.
He's playing with Asian teams?
Maybe he's playing Mexico.
This last couple weeks, he signed with foreign leagues for literally a game. Just to play against the Dodgers.
The day trip.
Day trip?
Yeah, he's like, no, I'll take my cash now. I'll go get dinner.
$20 a game, buddy. All right.
You know, that's fine.
But yeah.
I think he's done. I've been in too much Twitter.
Yeah, I am probably in the same Twitter as you are. And doesn't seem good.
All over that scandal?
No, it seems like there's way more that MLB doesn't even want to get into.
Yeah.
So they're just telling teams, hey, stay away. And he's obviously...
The chick who it happened to, she goes crazy on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. She goes viral on Twitter.
She's crazy, dude.
Really?
She's, like, insane. He would be.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she was saying how she will not leak the names, but she has videos, pictures of multiple women that Trevor Bauer's done this to.
Oh, no.
GoPro videos. They said he would strap a GoPro on.
Oh, no.
He's cooked. But he's cooked.
And buddy's fucked.
I went through her profile, bro. It's like.
She tweets a video, and then she'll retweet everyone's quote tweet. Yes, so everyone's like, oh, my God, did you guys see this? And she's just retweeting the fuck out of everything.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
She's not even as much as retweeting. She's like, oh, we believe
she'll post, retweet like, the on same accident? Tweet oh, under shit. Another, like, it's like a story almost. Like, she'll take the same tweet, put it on another account.
Oh, my God.
Just talking shit. And then another one to talking shit.
He
same
went.
Video on that video that of them same tweet.
Someone tweets, hey, shit. Sign Trevor Bauer. She's on it.
She's on it.
Dude, how dare you sign Trevor Bauer? He's a woman.
I'm gonna tweet that right now. Let's see what that. Give you guys an update next pod. I'm gonna tweet Padres signed Trevor Bauer. Hatter.
That's crazy.
No, yeah. I don't think he'll come back. No. Especially what she was saying. And
Jesus,
dude. I don't know if you could believe 100% of what you hear from her, but she seems like. Even though she's crazy, she definitely might have evidence.
Definitely. Yeah, we'll see. I guess.
Possibly. I don't know. I mean,
I think he's done.
I think he's done because he's blatantly said, hey, I will sign you any team for the minimum, and no team reached out.
Yeah.
Not even a reach out?
Not even a reach out.
Damn.
And I heard that agents have to have one major league player signed every year to have their active agent card done with the MLB, and Rachel Luba does not have any current active MLB players.
Rachel Luba lost her job too. Yeah.
She dug a hole for herself. She attached herself to Trevor Bauer.
Right.
If she was smart, as soon as this allegation hit, she should have went.
See you later.
Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah,
you're out of here.
You know, like, if you think about your career and not hoping that Trevor Bauer is going to get a fucking multi-multi-billion-dollar deal, because he's never going to.
He must be smashing.
It must be.
It had to have
been. She's like, you know what? Don't do that to them. Do it to me. She's right. Okay, I can't joke about that. I'm sorry.
Holy smoke, shit.
I'm sorry.
We hit that point.
If we weren't getting flagged before, we're copyright.
We're flagged now.
Damn it.
All right, I'm just trying to bring stand-up comedy back.
Because you said the C word.
You're canceled. You're canceled, buddy.
I did say that earlier.
God damn it.
No views on this podcast. Sorry, guys. Well, nothing wrong with being average. Is that where we're ending?
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yep.
Show he's guilty.
Podcast is brought to you by the San Diego Padres. And we're out. Nothing wrong with being average.